The Venezuelan foreign minister says his country is ready to act against any possible foreign aggression.
We are ready to protect ourselves. We are ready to respond. We are not going to allow anyone to come to our sacred Venezuelan soil, and we hope that it will never happen.
Jorge Arreaza said that Venezuela will never attack another country except for defending itself. Arreaza made the remarks during a news conference in Geneva after meeting with UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet. The US invoked a regional pact with 10 countries on Wednesday that justifies military intervention against Venezuela. The move was, however, welcomed by the US, by the countries, the US-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido. The opposition figure is now facing an investigation over his suspected links to a drug trafficking cartel.
Tensions continue to simmer between Venezuela and the United States after Washington announced that it has joined 11 other nations to invoke a 1948 Defense Treaty for the Americas, citing threats from Venezuela. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo named Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido as another partner to the Inter-American Treaty of Reciprocal Assistance, commonly known as the Rio Treaty or TIAR. Now, Venezuelan officials say this treaty is being manipulated by the opposition and has no legal power.
That treaty has no legal standing in Venezuela because our national constitution prohibits all kinds of foreign meddling.
The opposition, however, insists otherwise.
The opposition-led National Assembly has authorized the TIAR, and consequently legal effects will be seen very soon.
But analysts say the United States is leaving no stones unturned in order to topple the Venezuelan government.
The United States makes up different pretexts to tighten its grip on Venezuela. This is why the truth is that the Maduro administration poses no threats to any other countries.
The central principle of TIAR is that an attack against one of the member states is to be considered an attack against all of the signatories.
In the light of Washington's fresh move, Caracas says the Venezuelan armed forces will stay deployed along the country's border with Colombia as part of what it calls an operation to defend its national territory. Jesus Silva, Press TV, Caracas.